Dominic, we've spoken previously about one good weekend and that's it. You're back in touch with the league, and then one good weekend this weekend, a 4-point weekend, and you've overtaken Bracknell. Just how relieved and happy are you to be off bottom of the league?
Yeah, I mean, it is a relief, but at the same time, I mean, it's been a long time coming. I do still believe that we could have possibly done it sooner, but you have to give the guys credit. They've been absolutely relentless in their work ethic and on the ice as well as off the ice, you know, learning the game and the systems and things of that sort. And so we've just really come together at the right time. It was great to get our first 4-point weekend, but you know, to say the least, I mean, I still feel that we could have taken another point off of Sheffield in that Thursday New Year's Eve game. It was just unfortunate, but to get the 5 out of 6 points was huge for us. Obviously, it's gotten us out of the basement there, and for us to just keep looking forward.
And are you happy with the way your team responded? I mean, you look at the New Year's Eve fixture, and to lose out on penalties in the way you did, I imagine that's quite gutting, especially in a local derby. So you're happy with the way your team bounced back this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really impressed with the way that we've played, and really happy with the results, especially. Sheffield's been playing good hockey, and we had a chance to jump on Bracknell and Manchester, and we just did it. So overall, yeah, I'm very pleased with everything that's going on with our organization, with our team right now.
And we look at the attacking side of the whole game now. It's much improved in recent weeks. I mean, you look at this season's stats. Tommy's got 33 points, passes on 19, and then the rest of the forwards are around similar. Nathan Salem's only played 9 games, 10 points. Goals were hard to come by at the start of the season. Are you happy with the progress, particularly that the forwards are making? Because goals are regularly going in every game now.
Yeah, I don't think we really had a problem scoring goals. I feel that we've gotten better defensively as a team, and I think that obviously when you're playing better team defense, then the offense comes. It just means that you're going to have the puck a little more, and that's the best thing that I can say about our team is we're starting to play with confidence, and we're starting to control the play a little bit more. And we're still very young, and like I said, we'll still always need to work on our team defense. But they've been logging a lot of minutes, and it's a good thing to see them find the back of the net, because it keeps their confidence up as well as the team.
And the one thing I wanted to ask was, obviously the fans have been and stuck with Hull. It's been a tough start, obviously, with the circumstances surrounding the new, the formation of the new club in the new league, etc. Just what would you have to say to those fans who have been so patient and obviously celebrated this 4-point weekend in the way they have on Sunday evening?
Well, they absolutely deserved it just as much as we have. The fans and the support is what makes all of this possible. And they know that we're giving everything we have, and just for them to stick by us, day in and day out, and the new organization. And yeah, we knew it was always going to be a struggle, but to have them, I almost don't even know what to say about it, just because they're the greatest fans. I mean, they follow us at home, they follow us on the road, and it's just great to have them around, and it really does give you that little extra push. And I think that they've had a big part in it.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. From being at the Hull Arena occasionally watching these games, you can tell that they really do get into it. And we haven't really spoken in the past few weeks, obviously, with it being a Christmas break, etc. But you did make an addition just before the new year to your roster. Just how happy have you been with the new man settling in? I mean, he's already got a point to his name.
Yeah, he, obviously, Chilcott has, he's been skating with us with his situation with the Storm, obviously traveling back and forth with them. We opened our training sessions to him because, that's the kind of player that you want your younger guys to look up to. And he's a guy that can bring your training levels up. And that's, kind of how it started and everything. And then when we found out that we kind of got in a discussion about things, and again, it was one of those situations where he wanted to come home for personal reasons, and it's not something that you say no to. And he fits right in because, like I said, he has been skating with us for so long, and he's aware of our systems, he's aware of how we play, and I can't say enough good things about him. He came in and he logged a lot of minutes the last three games, and he's done unbelievable for us.
And it doesn't really stop despite this weekend. You look ahead to the week's fixtures, three games this week. The two at the weekend, you're facing Swindon away, Basingstoke at home, but then there's a midweek game away to Telford. Tough place to go on the road, particularly midweek. How do you prepare for this week? I mean, how are you feeling more confident, I presume, after this weekend? But then you've got to look at it and imagine it will be quite tiring, particularly when it comes to that Sunday home game.
It is tiring, but sometimes, playing a lot of hockey can work to your advantage. It puts you into kind of a stride, and we're not going to overdo it with training or anything like that this week. The guys are going to have a much needed day off today, and then we're going to get back to it tomorrow night, but it's going to be kind of short. But we're going to watch video. We're going to take advantage of the time that we have, but at the same time, we're not going to wear ourselves out. We're going to go out and have a nice light skate tomorrow night, and then get to it on Wednesday night. But the biggest thing that we need to do is just look at the next shift, the next game. We don't want to look too far ahead and just make sure that we're playing the way that we are and just leaving everything we have on the ice that night.